And this is Rhode Island Public Radio. I'm Elizabeth Harrison. U.S. Senator Jack Reed says now that there's a deal to end the partial government shutdown, Congress can get back to work on other issues. The Rhode Island Democrat says he hopes the showdown with Republicans has not caused long-term damage to relationships across the aisle. Reed adds that a deal to end the shutdown was long overdue.
It should have not been contemplated and undertaken in the first place. And now we have to get down to real, serious, principled negotiation.
U.S. Senator Sheldon Whitehouse, also a Democrat, says in a statement he believes the shutdown was unnecessary and has harmed the U.S. economy. Latinos are the fastest-growing population group in Rhode Island, but they lack the skills and education needed to get ahead. That's the major finding of a new study published by the Latino Policy Institute at Roger Williams University. Rhode Island Public Radio's Flo Jonick has more.
Latinos constitute about 13% of Rhode Island's population, a number that is expected to grow over the next decade. But they are ill-equipped for the 21st century workforce, according to Ana Cano Morales, director of the Latino Policy Institute at Roger Williams University and author of a new report on Latinos in the Ocean State.
35% of Rhode Island Latinos, which are ages 25 and over, don't have a high school diploma or an equivalent of a high school diploma. So if you don't have a high school diploma at the very least, that's 35% of our population. That's a problem.
The Latino Policy Institute study also blew a hole in the misconception that most Latinos don't speak English. The study found that 72% of Rhode Island Latinos in the workforce speak English exclusively or well. Flo Jonick, Rhode Island Public Radio.
A state task force on gun control is scheduled to meet today at the State House. The panel is looking at why Rhode Island doesn't provide mental health records to the National Database for Firearm Background Checks. Rhode Island is one of only a handful of states that does not participate in the FBI background check system. Lawmakers created the task force in the aftermath of the Connecticut Elementary School mass shooting to review that policy. The task force is also looking for ways to keep guns away from residents with severe mental illness without violating their rights or stigmatizing mental illness. And Red Sox pitcher John Lester takes the mound for Boston tonight after a disappointing game yesterday. The Sox lost to Detroit 7-3, leaving their playoff series in a dead heat. Lester says he will take tonight's game one pitch at a time.
As long as you keep them in the ballpark, you know, and try to stay away from some big innings, give our team a chance to score some runs and see what happens after that.
Detroit is expected to put pitcher Anibal Sanchez on the mound. The American League Championship Series moves back to Boston after tonight's contest.